Whether on the highway, the airways, or the information superhighway, you're listening to Squawk 1200. I'm Afterburner Al.
I'm Paul Pradecker. And Al, we've had a great day so far, and we've talked a lot about volunteerism and the support for volunteers and what EA does, and our next guest has some more information for us.
And once again, I can say this hour, my old friend, Wally Parson, from my Chapter 22 days.
Yes.
Way
it's
back
good
when.
To see you. Good to see you.
Yeah, I think we talked. It's been about 9 years since we talked.
Son and Fun, 2011. Standing by a B-29.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's actually got a ride in that that week, so that was great. Couldn't believe my luck.
You were lucky because it had that flat tire, too, when we were down there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and on that, I will digress for just a short moment.
All right.
On that flight that I flew with Dorothy, who was the last surviving woman who was typed in the B-29 during World War II. And so she and another pilot would fly around and to show confidence in the airplane. Was had some teething problems, engine fires, because they rushed it so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul Tibbetts sent these women around to the bases where they're training the male crews to say, you know, it's so easy, even a woman can fly it, is what that was her quote.
Matter of fact, Tibbetts personally trained her.
Mm-hmm.
He was with her. Yeah.
It was just a cool to be on the flight with her as well. But we have you are promising a flight to one lucky winner.
We are.
And what is that aircraft?
The aircraft's a PA-18R. It was donated by Patriot Aviation for the EAA Foundation raffle, the great 2021 raffle. And we're very fortunate. It's a beautiful aircraft. It's commemorating the 50th anniversary EAA. Painted, the paint job on it's spectacular. It's yellow and blue and has the EAA special anniversary, 50th anniversary paint job on it.
Can we see it somewhere on the field, Wally?
Yeah, it's on the east corner of the membership center. We're right there. We have a kiosk there where you can purchase tickets. We're selling 4,000 tickets. That's the max. They're $100 a piece. And we're selling them up to August 1st. It'll be cut off is around noon. Then we will be drawing the winner at the membership center at about 3:30 on Sunday. So
the membership center, I think, is at the EAA Four Corners on Celebration Way.
Yes,
so
yes.
The main convention taxiway, as you walk in, before you get to all the big metal, and some small metal too. There is what's called EAA Four Corners, and you'll see all four corners of that walkway has EAA pavilions, and their aircraft is there.
Yep. And I'll put a plug in for the Mustang raffle. They're right next to us. So it's one-stop raffle right there at that spot.
So get to the EAA Four Corners and empty your pockets.
Yep.
So obviously there'll be a lucky individual who will go away with that, but really, this is to support all of EAA. I mean, the benefits of this.
The Foundation for Education, it empowers EAA to help with aviation enthusiasts and get opportunities for the members and people that are interested in aviation.
And I think one of the emblematic of that and a really great recent example is the fact the museum is expanding.
Yes.
And so I'm not in the budget meetings, but I think some of this money probably would help with this, because that what they're doing with this museum expansion is to actually flight simulators and other educational infrastructure right here at headquarters.
And it's, again, we've seen the results of what EA has done, and it's for the members and non-members. It's the place to come for aviation.
And Wally, do I understand correctly that the expansion to the museum, and as Al said, it's some simulators, it's for flight instruction, that will be open all year around, is that correct?
It'll be It'll be open year-round, Paul.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
That's great. It's such an opportunity for people.
It is. It is. It's a stop that you want to be doing with your family or, you know, kids. And
I won't put you on the hook for all the details. You can go to EAA.org, and they have plenty on the museum expansion. But your role is fundraising, and I'm sure some of those dollars will go to support the educational mission.
Yes, very much so.
So what's it been like to come back? And, you know, we missed last year. We're back this year. This looks like a normal, if not more so, EAA experience this year.
The response of coming back and seeing it, it's like a big reunion again, you know.
It's like we've missed our family, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, exactly. And it just has sparked that enthusiasm again. And the crowd out here has been good numbers. I mean, it's been good. We had some weather yesterday, but after that went by, they just came in, and it's really been a good show.
I want to know more about the airplane.
Sure.
How did, when you go through this process and you have a plane for this, what's your selection process? How do you evaluate what to bring in and make it happen?
There's the evaluation of the aircraft. I'm not really involved. It's at another level, but they're donated mm-hmm. by companies or individuals to EAA, and then we go from there as far as setting up the raffle from there on their, you know, aircraft.
I want one.
I know that he has passed on, but I just remember, I don't remember his name, but
Ollie McGee.
Ollie, yes.
Yes.
The Barker. I mean, just
yes.
He just sat there and did every day is out there, just old school style of selling raffle tickets.
He had a Southern drawl. He's from the South, mm-hmm. and he had a classic Southern drawl. Bring the mamas and the papas and the brothers and the sisters and buy a ticket.
And he could talk all day.
And he could talk all day. And, you know, what was fantastic is, you know, when he did pass in 96, we recorded him and we put it to CD. Mm-hmm. And then we would play him, and he was here in spirit. We modified it to fit, you know, very basic. Mm-hmm. But people said, well, where's Ollie? Mm. And they loved it. You know, people just, he had little intros that people loved. And, you know, if you don't want it, you know, I'll buy it for you from a dollar. You know, just great stuff like that.
And you still have the chair?
The chair, that went away a few years back. But, yeah, it was an old lifeguard chair.
Lifeguard, yeah, because he's just up there. And did he have checkered pants? Again, there's some it seemed like he had a uniform that he was always wearing. Or am I just really projecting this stuff?
Yeah, I don't remember the uniform, but yeah, I mean, we had, you know, a banner or something to mm-hmm. catch people's attention. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Wally, there's still time to enter the sweepstakes, and do I go by a specific place to do it? Can I do it online, or is this an in-person sign-up?
You can get tickets at the museum, and you can purchase at the our kiosk at the member center, and there, like I said, we're only selling 4,000 at $100 a piece, and that'll, you know,
yeah,
it's a good start.
It's good odds.
Exponentially, yes, yes. Very good odds. Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be present to win, but how many have been present in the past when they've won?
That's a good question. I think there's been maybe four people, possibly. I'd have to look, but
it must be if somebody's not there, and that must be the happiest phone call somebody would receive.
It's they're saying, is this a joke or what? But I know the first Husky we sold, or it was the gentleman lived in Alaska, and we called, and his wife picked up, and they, I don't know if you remember, but we used to have the sweepstakes tickets in the magazine.
Yeah, sure.
Right, right.
She sent those tickets in, and he won. So we called. She picked up the phone. He was out in Alaska trout fishing. And the CEO of Husky was there, Avant. He says, I think I'll fly the plane up to him. He was so happy that guy won.
Very good.
All right, so the raffle is still going on. Head over to EA Four Corners and check out the airplane. Wally, thanks very much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
Nice to see you again.
Good seeing you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.